This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Yeah, we sure are.
We sure are. So today's topic is tickle.
Tickle.
It's tickle. But before we even get into that,
we have a new segment.
We're trying out a new segment, guys.
We're trying out some new shit. Ready?
Yeah.
It's called
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines for the news along with local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Pope Francis praises eating and sex as pleasures that come from God. That's right. The Pope recognized that coming comes from God. However, Pope Francis is still pretty vague about the Catholic Church's stance on birth control, so go with God on this one.
Outside the Vatican City, police discovered an Italian sex cult led by a 77-year-old man who goes by The Doctor. The Doctor had been actively running the cult for 30 years before officers raided his compound. He would use dance schools and the promise of fairy places to lure in vulnerable and often wealthy women, promising them a magical, fantastic, and secret world. Secret was right, but the rest of it was total bullshit.
And in more local news, our producer's favorite vibrator died last week, just 2 months shy of its 10th birthday. Aww. She reports that she has been using other vibrators, but nothing else quite hits the same.
Word is that she'll be ordering a replacement soon and will be back in fighting shape in no time. We'll keep you updated on this developing story.
No, we won't.
You're right. Good luck out there, girl.
This has been your 69 Seconds of Sex News. Now back to the show. Tickle, which is the topic of the episode.
Yes.
Tickling. So the word tickle refers to two classes of cutaneous sensation. Kinesmesis, which is a light spidery sensation that evokes a shiver or a twitch. Mm-hmm. And gargalesis, which is like the intense, often pleasurable sensation in response to like a hard rhythmic probing. And the gargalesis is like what causes unrestrained laughter. Yeah.
And I looked up the pronunciation of this and it's still challenging. Knismolania.
Oh, it sounded
right. It's a fancy
right.
name for a lesser known sexual fetish. Mm-hmm. Arousal by tickling.
Yeah. Arousal by tickling or getting sexual interest in tickling someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Watching someone get tickled.
They're yeah, it covers sort of all three or all,
part
I mean,
of
all.
It. Anything around tickling, really.
Yeah, anything around a tickling scenario, mm-hmm. hence it being a fetish. Yeah.
Do you think tickling is hot?
No.
Me neither.
I did, in prepping for this episode, I found this like on a spectrum from like mildly to very triggering.
Oh, you don't like to get tickled, huh?
I don't like to get tickled. I think, you know, like when you read about modern parenting and consent and like body autonomy
right.
and like how to, like these days there's sort of a different approach to like your child should consent to like anything that's happening with their body.
I love that you read about modern parenting in your downtime.
I don't. It's just like one of the Instagram accounts I follow that's like woke childhood or like some shit. Like I just like something I stumbled across was like, oh, this is interesting, because it just was like this is body consent violation.
Yes.
And you're teaching your child that their body isn't their own.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's fascinating. Especially because, like, tickling was, like, the main thing my mom did that just made me furious.
Oh.
She loved it. She would clap her hands like this and, oh, like, chase me around the house. And it's still...
You're getting
fucking
upset.
Just like, it's like, even now I'm like, no, get away. And she would tickle us. And it was like all good fun. She thought it was so great.
Right.
But you know, after a certain point, you're like, fuck you.
Yeah,
like, get away from
not.
Me.
Yeah.
So like, it was interesting thinking about that and like watching this episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that is why in many cases it's a fetish. I mean, yeah. I read a lot of articles that have many different reasons why this could be titillating,
right?
To some, like, to many.
The loss of control, I think, is like the thing that makes the most sense of, like,
yes,
being
it's submission.
Tickled. Yeah, it's submission.
Yeah, the submission or the domination. Like, that's the mm-hmm. very obvious, like, ding, ding, ding. Like, mm-hmm. that could very well tie to someone's arousal around it. It could uh-huh. also have to do with, like, foot fetishes.
Yeah.
And we've talked in previous episodes about genitalia and feet being
yes.
very close to each other in the brain and, like, those pleasure centers being adjacent. Yeah. So there's, like, a lot of reasoning here, but it mm-hmm. was an interesting,
the torture aspect of it, too.
Yeah.
You
know? So, yeah, just for me, it was, like, pinging this, like, childhood thing of being, like, get away from me. And, like,
yeah.
if someone tickles you just a little and it's, like, flirtatious... Sure, but like,
please stop.
On the spectrum of like how much tickling you can give someone, like 0 to 100,
yeah.
you're not going above 10 before I'm like, I will punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you can like,
I don't doubt
squeeze
it.
My waist and I'm like, hey. And then anything beyond that, I'm like,
yeah.
get the fuck off of me, you know? So just advice to future partners.
Yeah. I think there's also something innocent too, which it maybe is also the appeal, is that it's not, you know, it's not really like a sexual act, but you can like elicit a response from someone by, you know.
Yeah,
just
I'm
by
making
tickling.
It sound yeah. really sordid. And I think a lot of people just do it in a very playful, like,
yeah.
childlike joy, flirtatious
right.
way. And I'm just a hollowed out mm-hmm. fucking shell of a human
right.
who's like, don't fucking
yeah.
try that with me.
Right. And like, for me, like the deep laughing that comes with it is like the thing that I don't like. Like, that's when I'm like, please stop. Because I'm like, I can't, like, I'm going to piss my pants, or I'm going to like, I
yeah.
can't catch my breath because I'm laughing so
You know
hard.
What's interesting that I was thinking about is I was like, do I even laugh when I'm tickled? Like, when
oh.
we were watching some of these videos and it was just like, endless peals of laughter. I was like, is
yeah.
that my response? Like, I remember that as a child, but it's been so long since I've been tickled that
yeah.
aggressively that I'm like, would I laugh or would I just,
yeah.
like, I just feel like it would make
teacher.
My, like, circuits short. Yeah, like, robot does not compute or something.
Yeah. You know, sensation play can be exciting.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's all
preparing
I have to say
for this,
about
that. I was like, maybe I should give it. Thanks for that soundbite.
That's all I have for you.
I did think I should like give it a shot, like maybe,
yeah.
in adulthood with the right partner, like being tied up and having
yeah.
someone like fuck with me until
right.
I'm like pineapple or whatever. Like, maybe that would be a fun experiment. But
yeah,
you know, it was an interesting episode. I mean, we'll talk about the videos in a second. It does have specifically to do with. Some of these videos and like what was happening. So not some of, like, we're watching 1,000 of them. You
right.
get it.
I have a term for you.
Mm-hmm.
Doheny.
Yes, I came across that as well.
Yes. So doheny is tickling the armpit.
Mm-hmm.
The doheneer must then yell doheny to further surprise the victim.
Wait, must yell doheny?
Honey, I saw it twice in two different sources. You have to yell doheny.
Oh, amazing.
Yep. You have to yell doheny.
You have to.
Yeah.
It sounds like a delicious dish, you know? like doheny.
Doheny has been cooked perfectly.
yeah, or like sounds like tahini. Like, it sounds
yes.
like something you like
mm-hmm.
put on a lovely, you know, it's a dressing or it's a...
yeah. Tahini is what you're thinking of.
Yes, exactly.
And erotic tickling has been around for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, foot tickling for intimate purposes was commonly used in the Russian Empire for centuries.
Yes, I saw that Catherine the Great
yes.
had like professional ticklers.
That was a horny ass woman.
I hope it's all true.
We've talked about her a couple times. Yeah, and on the new TV show and in, like, some places, they're like, she didn't really fuck a horse, you guys.
Yeah.
That was just the other women in court trying to, like, take her down.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but how much was true, and how much should we actually embrace that she was a sexual bad bitch? And, yeah, like, that could be cool. Like, a horse fucking is a little... It's beyond what I'm
but
cool with.
It wouldn't surprise me if, like, the men during that time were like, she's a slut. I heard she fucked a horse. You know?
Like, yeah. Well, in the show, they depict it as, like, a specific, women, like, yeah, coup that the, like, ladies of the court are trying, right, to stage against her when she kind of starts to get her footing.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, sure. You know, yeah, like, or whatever court members of the court were like, I know, rumors. Mm-hmm. That's a thing we have at our disposal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, professional tickling is such an interesting... I mean, it makes sense in that time, too, because, like, your body would be so restricted, like, that it would be even more titillating to, yeah, have someone, you know, gently tickling you as opposed, yeah, to aggressively.
In ancient Egypt, Queen Hatshepsut.
Nailed it.
Yep, thank you.
That's definitely how that's pronounced.
Hatshepsut.
Hatshepsut.
is said to have used... oil on her feet to prepare them for a ritual of pre-coital tickling. A eunuch, yes, would then tickle her feet with a peacock feather and bring her to the peak of arousal.
Mm.
That's from sexpert.com.
Yes.
Domina Dahl wrote this article. I love history, you know?
Oh, bitch, I live for history.
I live for history, and I live for the stats. I have some stats, too, if you're interested in those.
I want them.
Okay, cool.
I want those stats.
If those might tickle your fancy.
Could you leave them?
Yeah, I'll see myself out. a 2017 report on trends in gay porn searches found that users from Iowa and Massachusetts were both relatively more likely to search for tickle than viewers in other states.
Ah.
I don't know what it is about Iowa and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
In 2019, an analysis of searches related to foot fetishes found that tickling was among the top sub-fetishes searched for on Pornhub.
Yes.
So, again, we've talked about this. Feet tickling's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 2015 year review for Pornhub stats reported that the top gaining term in Japan was Japanese tickle, which increased by 404% that year.
Yes. And you mentioned Iowa and Massachusetts in gay porn searches.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not related to tickle, but anytime we get a Pornhub map involved, yeah, I just have to talk about it.
Sure.
This is a map. I'm going to describe it to you, dear listener, of most popular relative gay searches by state. Couple highlights.
Okay.
Colorado, bareback,
oh,
God bless,
okay,
home state.
Love
highly
it.
Highly approve. Now I'm doing the thing where I'm like, that's what that state is, right? Ohio, cum in mouth.
Mm.
Oh, I was really hoping I'd get a spit take while you were taking a sip of water as I read that out loud.
The liquid in my mouth while you said cum in mouth was an interesting sensation,
nice,
in my brain.
Uh-huh. Any other favorites from that map? Are you also looking at it, or do you not have it in front of you?
I don't have it in front of me, but thanks for putting me on the spot.
No, it's all right. We share notes, but I don't know what you look at. You're in a different place.
It's true. Mentally and emotionally.
And then Mormon for Idaho, which is, I mean, it's also Mormon in Utah, which makes, yeah, sense. I just thought that Idaho would have more going for it.
Yeah, you know? Maybe potato. That tickled you.
The idea? I don't know why the idea of someone searching potato
is hilarious.
On a gay porn site is so funny.
I mean,
funny
who
to
knows?
Me.
You never know.
I wish
something.
We had the kind of following that, like, a John Oliver has, where we can be like, fans, here's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Throw off the algorithms. Everyone this week is searching potato. We're yeah, fucking with Pornhub.
Please. That would be amazing.
Really confuse them. I mean, you can still, yeah, do it. I just don't, yeah, think anyone's going
to
notice. But it'd be really fun if on, like, you know, Wednesday,
yeah,
whatever day this airs,
yeah,
Pornhub was like, there was a spike in potato searches.
Well, there is such a thing as figging, which I've learned, which is where you put ginger up your ass.
Right.
So maybe you can put a potato up your ass and then put a light bulb in your mouth and the light bulb will turn on.
Yes. Should we briefly talk about that documentary that you made me watch?
Yes. Tickled.
Tickled.
Wow. It was...
Starts like any other, like, much like the title would have you believe, it begins innocently.
Spoiler alert, this is where to stop listening if you're like absolutely going to watch this documentary and you don't know what want to know anything about it, but you should.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it gets dark.
It gets really dark.
Jane O'Brien.
Jane O'Brien, right? Media, yes. So David Ferrier was like, oh, I'm going to write this article about these like tickling competitions. And he reached out to like the company that was running these tickling competitions. And they basically were like, sent him a bunch of like legal threats.
And they were like, we're not going to associate with this homo motherfucker.
You're
like,
a homosexual.
Referring to David, who I think is bisexual.
But yeah, but it doesn't, they just like came for him so hard that he was like, okay, now I'm interested because you guys are psychopaths. And then he aggressively like followed them and tried to like get down to the source of like who Jane O'Brien Media is.
It's just one creepy guy.
It's a creepy guy who's had a long history with a tickle fetish. And I think he must operate in some deep levels of shame because he's gone at lengths to manipulate the people that he hired.
Yeah, my sense is not even that like this person has a tickle fetish. My sense is that this person has a obsession with manipulating and exploiting young men.
Young men, yeah.
And that tickle was like the entry point of being like, he would reach out to and like spam guys at specific colleges and be like, do you want to make $2,000 if you can like withstand this tickle challenge?
Yeah.
And then the guys would show up and like very quickly be like held down by three other guys. And it would be like tickling your armpits, tickling your feet, like extreme tickling. And then he would film it and release it on like porn sites, and as soon as they like tried to push back because they were not told it was porn,
yeah,
or would be shared in that fashion,
they would destroy their lives.
He'd like release their address, it like just do really aggressive catfishing isn't even the right word, like whatever, like just revenge porn style tactics, and really
like
heavy
like not even blackmail, like extort. No, I don't even know, there's like not even money involved. It's just
what
like,
is the word for that, just like online destruction
life?
yeah just online ruin. And most recently I read an article, you know, related to this episode about how the men who have tried to seek legal recourse for this were not successful because revenge porn laws, which is their best route of retribution, don't cover anything if you're not naked, because they weren't actually like getting these guys nude. They were just in like shorts. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you watch the doc, it's so homoerotic and so sexually charged. But yeah, it's just guys like in like wrestling gear or just like shorts tickling each other.
On, like a wrestling mat,
They wormed out of the laws because they didn't, they weren't like explicitly involving nudity or sexuality. Which is really sad. For those guys that they don't have a better recourse, but
you know.
And on that low note, should we move on to the showdown?
Yes, please. Search term showdown.
Pew pew pew.
Pew 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 pew. Tickle me timbers is my first title for you. Tickle me timbers.
I love it. I got no notes.
Oh, great.
I want to watch that video.
I know. Unfortunately, it doesn't have anything to do with pirates, which I was sad about. So,
in that case, I've been lied to.
I know.
What even are timbers?
Me timbers.
Like, what's a timber?
I don't know. Like, my spine? Shiver me
Tickle
timbers.
Me timbers. Is it like peg leg stuff?
Oh,
what's
maybe.
A timber?
That makes
Tickle
sense.
Tickle me timbers. I don't know why I'm saying it. Is helping. Yeah. Last night, I said the phrase in my head, tamper tantrum, multiple times, and was like, what does the word tamper mean? And then was
you
terrified. I have, I was like, I have early onset Alzheimer's because I really thought I had to figure out what the word tamper meant and had switched. It's, guys, it's temper tantrum. I figured it out, but am
After
I
how
okay?
How long did you figure that out?
If this is a sign that I need to go get a CAT scan, like, please.
Someone
email
DM
us
her.
Find our contact info on the website.
Yeah.
A cute girl be tickling tortured by three cruel girl.
Three cruel girl.
Three cruel girl. Mm. A cute girl be tickling tortured by three cruel girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not much to say there, you know. Just a case of, you know, English as a second language.
Missing plurality.
lost in translation.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And they're cruel. I like that. They're cruel.
Oh, yes. And they're cruel. I thought it was a new title. I was like, and they're cruel?
No, they're cruel. I like the inclusion of that word. Because, yeah. You know, it may there may be some translating errors, but at least they didn't just say
at
mean.
Least there's an adjective, yeah. You know, something yeah. that gives me a hint of intrigue.
Right. Stuck between the wall and bed, jiggled, fingered, tickle tortured. Victoria is hot and bothered.
You know, Rachel, it's been way too long since I've been jiggled, fingered, and tickle tortured.
What do you think jiggled means? Like, I might
have... exactly what it sounds like. He's shaking my ass like a yeah. bowl of jello.
You're just shaking my whole body, you know?
Yeah.
Anywhere there's, like, some chub, anywhere there's some jelly on my body, you can yeah. jiggle. So, you can jiggle the inner arms if you want to.
Yeah. Believe in your dreams.
Victoria is hot and bothered. Do we know who Victoria is? No, we don't.
No.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of random names, relax, Meredith, and enjoy the tickling.
I like the idea that, like, you're, like, telling her to calm down. Like, don't be
like
a bitch, Meredith.
Like, Meredith is uptight, yeah. and she needs like, to just enjoy the tickling.
It.
Yeah.
Relax, Meredith, yeah. and enjoy the ride. You know, that's yeah. what life's all about. Now, let me tickle you.
Yeah. You have one more for me?
I do.
Two more? What do you got?
I got one more. Tickle, torture, your belly button is all mine.
Your belly button is all mine. I feel like a belly button's actually the least ticklish thing in that region.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I think... I don't know. Maybe they've never tickled before and they're trying to get on the scene.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, I know. Belly button.
Belly buttons are just weirdly vulnerable. Like, I wouldn't ever consider them to be ticklish.
Yeah, I don't think the, like, nerve centers work that way.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know. Because, like, belly buttons are all essentially, like, scars from birth.
Yeah. It's just where your feeding tube was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Galas tickle your pickle.
Galas?
And to be clear, that was galas. Yeah, I think it's gals tickle your pickle, but it's just galas. And I was like, yeah, is it gala apples? Is
we're
it like
going with a farm
multiple
stand
fundraising
motif.
Events?
Galas and pickles.
Yeah.
Yum! Who's hungry?
Yeah. Not I. Like, pickles and apples together... Doesn't
do it for you?
I can't think of a recipe where that works. Mm. I'm sure there is one.
A Waldorf salad, perhaps.
Are there pickles in a Waldorf salad?
There could be. If you're feeling
believe
freaky,
in your dreams. If you're feeling the theme of this episode.
Yeah.
All right, should we take a quick break?
Let's take a break.
Take a tight little break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
We're back.
Wasn't that a fun little break? What did everybody do? Tell me about it.
I fixed my hair.
Yeah. I took a sip of water and thought about
my
life for a second.
You took a sip of water and you pondered the universe.
I did.
And your life inside of it.
I've been doing that a lot lately. Anyways, the first video we're going to talk about is Spider-Woman Tickle.
Okay, so this is a gem. This is canon of like stuff we talk about on the show. It was deeply triggering and upsetting.
It was very upsetting. I have to say, I normally like to pat myself on the back because I like never skip through videos. Like I watch them beginning to end. But this one, I had to skim through.
You had to jump around.
I had to jump around because so much didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, this could have been a five-minute video. It was half an hour.
Yeah, it was lots of sustained shots. So let's set it up a little
bit. We're burying the lead.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we start with a man laying in a bubble chair with a mask on. So immediately I'm thinking, is this Corona times or is this just Japan always? I don't know. So he's sitting in his bubble chair just enjoying life. And then, uh-oh. Spider-Woman is inside the house walking up from behind very slowly. Mm-hmm. To be clear, I think this entire video is in like half speed.
Like, do you think it's literally in half speed? It feels half speed.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, two humans who clearly don't have stage combat training, like doing a lot of combat.
I think it's at half speed.
Wow. It did really feel that way. Yeah. Like everybody.
It took her 5 minutes to walk
across
four
the
feet,
room.
You know?
Yeah. Just very sustained. Yeah. And then they have like a fight and she like.
We're
saying she because we find out later that she's she. But right now it's just a very petite person in a Spider-Man suit.
Well, we know it's
like
a she.
Like spandex.
I mean, it's Spider-Woman.
From the title.
Yeah, Spider-Woman.
Yes. But if we had watched this without.
Right, without a title, we wouldn't have known.
Title. This could have been any spider creature. Person inside of a tiny spandex suit.
Yeah. And Spider-Woman gives this young man the weirdest headlock.
Yeah, there's some like leg headlock action. There's some weird slow motion like wrestling.
Right. They just kind of
some grappling
around.
And then she thinks she's defeated this young man. And then she stands up and moves towards the door again. Just half speed, just like slowly making her way.
Important to note, we have very dramatic music happening throughout this whole thing.
And then he stands up behind her, behind her, puts her in a very simple chokehold. Again, all just happening in very sustained, slow pace.
Fade to black.
And then he, I guess, dominates her with that chokehold because we cut to her tied up with like tape around her legs and arms.
Yeah. And her neck. And then we just pan. We're just panning up and down her body for another 5 minutes. Just looking to see, yep, she's tied there. Yep, she's tied on the other wrist too. Oh, and her neck. Down her body. And then he starts to tickle her. Very gently. This is the kinesmesis type of tickle.
Varietal.
Instead
that's
of.
That's your thing?
Yeah. You know, the other kind. Very, like, light tickling. And I can't say that she's enjoying it.
No, like this brings us into another element of this video that was just triggering for me is all I can say about it. Different porn trends for different parts of the world.
Yes.
But she was doing that very whimpery, very like, I don't know what's happening to me. And I'm kind of crying. Maybe it's pleasure sounds, but it's deliberately unclear. Not for me.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, this looks like it's appealing to the people who are looking for, like, torture porn. Because she is upset. She sounds upset. She sounds
upset and whimpery about it.
She sounds like a whiny, petulant 2-year-old who's exhausted themselves from having a temper tantrum. You know what I mean?
At one point, she literally sounds like she's, like, meowing like a cat. Like, it took on, like, meow sounds. And I was like,
she
wow.
She starts to mew a little bit.
Because she does it the whole video. And
oh,
I was like,
sustained.
I guess, you know, if you have to do this much of it, you're going to try to change it up, but it's going to start to take on a different quality.
But, like, laugh. You know?
Yeah.
Like, this is tickling.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she's actually getting tickled. So mm-hmm. then he's like, he pulls out like a little like wand, like
wand?
A massager wand.
Mm-hmm.
And for a brief moment, I was like, maybe this is horny.
Because you're almost into it.
Yeah. Because he uses it on her clit for a little bit. But she still is like moaning. Like she's not moaning like good moaning. Like she's moaning like she's like been beaten
again
and like
still like whimpering
beaten down.
Like,
yes. Yeah.
And yeah, so much like vibrator tickling action, which I was like, I guess that's creative.
Right, like, but like I would never say that that's tickling.
Well, I think they were trying to do like an extreme tickling moment,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's a vibrator. And I was like, yeah, what does that feel like? Is this, you know, in the tickling world, is
right.
this the more extreme thing to do? But it still managed to be just, like, painfully boring.
Yeah, it was so...
And then he finally, like, he moves her into the bubble chair and has her, like, tied up with rope now.
It comes back to the bubble chair, like, Chekhov's gun, baby. Here we are. Her feet are up in the air. She's got, like, a hog tie going on. And,
yeah.
like, if I'm tickling someone and this is the noise that they're making... I'm going to stop.
Like, yeah.
They can't be having fun. I mean, maybe that is the point, but.
But yeah, it just doesn't feel like a impulsive tickle reaction.
Right.
It feels like a performative whimper sound.
Right, exactly. Like this is, I think if you're looking for, I mean, if you're looking for a different type of like torture, I don't know.
Yeah.
It just is like, it just doesn't, it's, I think if you're interested in tickling, like the laughing is a point of it, but. There was no laughing to be had in this video.
Yeah. And then he works her vulva with the vibrator. I didn't feel like the positioning was right.
Lent itself.
Like,
yeah,
I kind of like, was like, I think you're a little
missing
low.
The point. Yeah. I don't think that's where her clit is. Yeah.
Yeah. And she definitely wasn't reacting. I mean, she might have
started
her
breathing
to.
Did change a little bit.
Her breathing quickened and it became more intense.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, maybe she's getting turned on. Yeah.
But there wasn't a moment where
right.
I was like, she's coming. There
right.
was no indication of like her body
right.
convulsing or her bucking. Like there were none of the other signs we look for to be like, I think
pleasure,
real physical pleasure or like real stimulation is happening.
Right.
So hard to say.
Yeah. She probably can't feel much under this suit, you know?
I mean, you would think a wand could make its way through spandex with
but I just
vigorous
mean, like,
action and the right positioning. But
I mean
I don't...
the tickling, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then like...
For some reason,
we get to the someone's feet and like the Spider-Man's suit is getting put on. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, wait, is it him? Like, did he now take her Spider-Woman suit and he's like enjoying putting it on? Like, you know, like just slowly peeling it up over his thighs. But no, it's still her. She's putting it back
on.
Yeah,
you were thinking like he would have been new Spider-Man
right.
or something.
Yeah, I was like.
If there would have been like a weird way to like,
plot
it was
twist.
Him all along.
Yeah.
Like that would have been kind of fun. Like
right.
he was tickling himself and like
right.
he was whimpering. I would have been like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to make an interesting plot twist
yeah.
here when there was none.
There was
it was. I think there was like a brief, there weren't subtitles on this and any very
right.
brief dialogue, which there were only like a couple tiny moments. We're not in English, so unfortunately we don't have plot help there.
Right. We're missing some plot points.
We,
needless
yeah.
to say.
And They may be there, but either way, I don't think they were like riveting, like her suddenly putting her clothes on and us being like, oh, look, she has long hair and she's a beautiful petite woman.
Right.
You know, and then she puts it on and
puts the mask on. Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah. And then she like she sort of awkwardly adjusts this very cheap costume and just like stares in our general direction. Because I don't think you can see easily out of those things.
Because a hero's work is never done. She's got to go back to the streets.
Yeah.
I really feel like the guy in this loves to tickle.
Uh-huh.
Like his, it was, anytime we saw his hand, it was like a very interesting, he really was loving the tickling motion of his fingers. You know?
Yeah.
But I just don't think he was paired with the right partner.
Or that he was like, yeah, I don't know. Was he actually tickling? Like, he is such a soft motion.
Yeah.
That's one part of it. Like, right. It wasn't the, like, like sudden burst of tickle, like the surprise that I think is almost necessary to make tickling. You know, that reminds me of something from our research that I thought about. Like, you can't tickle yourself.
It's true.
Which adds to the sort of erotic element of, like, you need another person to tickle you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this wasn't the, like, surprising, like, it was just very gentle, like, finger gracing is kind of how I would qualify it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I hated it, needless to say.
Yeah, not for me.
Should we talk about the other vid, which I thought was great?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's move on.
So this is Tickle Takedown, full fight, Arabelle Raphael versus Nikki Silver.
In three rounds.
It's another Shine Louise Houston.
Yeah, Shine Louise Houston.
Pick and white. And there, what I like, I mean, I like any time before a porn, we get like a pre-interview, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We set up to know that both people are consenting and excited about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we get to know that like Nikki is really excited for this. She loves to tickle.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arabelle's like, I don't like getting tickled, but, so this is going to be fun. And then we have three rounds on like a wrestling mat, and it's like a full on like wrestling situation. But it's also like it toes the line really well of it being like innocent and also exciting.
Yeah. And like aggressive.
Yeah.
Like this, you know, as obviously someone who's not into tickling porn.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like this gets closer to what people want to see, though, because it feels sort of torturous but playful at the same time.
Right.
It's not like tepid and gentle. It's
she's
like,
going at for
she's
her.
Yeah. Fucking tickling her and like playing with her tits and like sitting on her and like doing different parts of her body and seeing how she responds. And
she's like scream laughing, like deep laughing so hard. Like she's like, oh my, like she can't take it.
Yeah,
but then you know they're also in a wrestling mat, so like they're in sports bras and like they take their shirts off, like their boobs come out. They take their they take their shorts off too. Like there is also sexuality in it without there being any sex.
And I think that holds with the form.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly there could be tickle porn that like escalates to sex, and that could be your specific thing. But if like pure tickling is your fetish, this feels like it gratifies it.
Right.
I don't have a ton to say about this because, like, it really – it does have, like, a really climactic build. I mentioned briefly, like, three rounds. Like, it sort of starts gently and then gets more aggressive and then, like, really goes there and gets weirder and more experimental by the last round. Like, she's, like, bites her foot and tickles it at one point. And I was like, we are – figuring out new ways to tickle, you know?
And, like, they're moving around and, like, trying different positions. And she's, like, there's a lot of straddling that's involved in, like, the wrestling of it, which, again, just, like, just leans into, like, the sexual aspect. It's very titillating. Lots of different tickling methods, you know?
Yeah.
We get the doheny. She doesn't scream doheny, which we learned is important.
We get a tasty doheny.
But, like, she's also tickles, like, the inside of her thigh and, like, around her stomach and, like above her, like, pubic area, like, her ass and, like, her boobs. It just was, like, Nikki, like, really fucking goes in for her.
Goes for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Arabelle, like, tries to fight back a couple of times, but she just is so ticklish. And she's just, like, open mouth, like, veins in her neck popping out laughing so hard.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, like, just freaking out. But there was also communication. Like, there, at one point, they were like, oh, she's like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, no, I'm fine. Like, which I loved that they didn't edit out.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to know that, like.
There was also, like, an interesting moment where they, like, flipped around at one point and, like, a camera person, like, ran out of frame, you know? Weirdly, I like that with a porn like this.
Right.
That's, like, not about high production value or a story. It's just about, like, the same way I like the interviews at the beginning. It's like, this is pretty raw footage. Yeah. Like, you're watching real shit happen, and we're in a space that is a production. Like, it was interesting to sort of have that reminder. I liked it. Some people, I'm sure, wouldn't, but in this format, I liked that it felt like just a mini doc where you're like watching this just like happen in real time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it was. There was also something that happened when she was when Arabelle was getting her feet tickled, that it was like such an intense sensation. She was like making these sounds that were along the lines of like the pleasure pain.
Yeah, and her face too was kind of like wrenched and like in a way that is really reminiscent of when you're having an intense orgasm.
Yeah.
But I was like, yeah, I see the correlation. Mm-hmm. Like, this makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And the sounds. And just like being able to, you know, it goes along. I feel like if people are into tickling, they're probably into like forced orgasm.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of like not having, like relinquishing your control.
They feel adjacent.
Yeah.
Also, a tiny detail, but just something I noticed that was interesting is that Shine Louise Houston was credited as cameras.
Oh.
As opposed to, this is sort of tying back to the like, oh, and then a camera like right out of the way.
Yeah.
Which I think was I'm assuming was a purposeful choice, because this isn't like a scene that was like directed.
Right.
It just feels like we established boundaries. We said what we were going to do today. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was like a safety conversation, and then it was like, go.
Yeah.
Like, just like raw, like, again, just like we're watching a very raw experience of someone who said she didn't like tickling, like have a kind of insane time. And then afterwards they're like, holy shit, that was fun.
Yeah.
And you kind of hear them like reflecting on it when it's over.
Yeah. It was hot.
Cool
there were definitely moments that I was like, this is sexy. Especially like, I mean, I personally remember like reading a Cosmopolitan article again when I was younger, and it was like, to get a guy hard, like tickle beneath his belly button or like the inside of like his thigh crease of like where his like crotch meets his thigh. And like, I absolutely still do that move to this day, honey. Throw a tickle in there. Trace your finger.
Oh, there's one I gotta add to my repertoire.
Yeah, just tracing your finger and giving a little tickle, you know?
Yeah.
I tell you, it works like a charm.
It's the same way you could just, like, point at his dick and be like, this?
Hard now!
Anything that just implies possibility of sexual engagement.
I just like to put my hands. I like to put my hands on my hips and just stare at it.
Yeah.
Just be like, get hard!
I cross my arms and I stamp my foot and I say, erection! And honestly, it's gone great, mostly.
Oh my god.
Are either of these porns going in your spank bank?
I have to say I was turned on by the tickle takedown.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprisingly turned on. But I also
new interest.
Yeah, I think it's because...
Do you think this will inspire experimentation in your real sex life?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I have to... I don't know where I lie on like the tickling spectrum. Like if I'm a tickle top or a tickle bottom. I don't know.
Well, that's maybe what you got to find out, or just see if you're averse, like if you're just here for tickle play.
I'm here to support.
Yeah.
What about you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, just not my thing.
Yeah.
Not my thing. But definitely an interesting adventure, and something that I want to like reopen the book in my real life to just like playing around with and being like, if I was tied up, would tickling be a fun part of it?
From that trauma from your mother.
Yeah, I gotta work some shit out.
Yeah, you do.
Is what I've learned. Yeah.
Here I come.
I'm triggered. Stop it.
Okay. Sorry.
It's not funny. Not ready for that kind of thing.
Sorry.
Okay. Respect my boundaries.
And I do.
Oh. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. on Twitter at GOP the podcast or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, feel free to drop your Insta handle in there and we'll tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. How does that tickle your fancy?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.